Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fantasy Schmodown. I'm your host, Trevor, and this is episode 51. Haven't done a show in a while, unfortunately. Just got busy, but we are still in the middle of the Inner Geekdom Teams Tournament. First of all, if you guys have any ideas on what we can do next, you can send in a voice message to the show or email me, babyyodatrevor@gmail.com. Let's just get started with this match. So the matchup today is the Dungeon, who are most definitely the favorites to win this whole tournament, Robert Parker and Kevin Smets. Eric Zipper, one of the better IG players in the league, couldn't even get on the team, going up against the play-in winning team, the Burning Droogs, which is Brandon Hanna and the Warfather. I could see Hanna hanging with Parker and Smets. Warfather, not so much. So, we'll see how that goes for them. The winner will play the usual suspects of Janine and Jen Kemp. And that will be the second match of the semifinals following Swag, Polyama, and Chandra Dandapani versus Corruption, Chance Ellison, and Mike, the Killer Kalinowski. So, I don't know if Parker and Smets will miss, but we will just have to see. So let's get ready to schmodown. Question number one comes in the category of the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. If you don't know how we do this, there will be a random, I guess before we start, I'll explain how this works. There's a random number generator, and I will go 1 to 100 based on what their accuracy is. For instance, Kevin Smets is 90%. If it is 90% or below, that means that it was within his knowledge range and he got it. If it is above 90%, that means that it is outside of his knowledge range and he missed it. So if you're new here, that's how we do it to simulate these matches. So round one will be like normal Inner Geekdom, around 10 questions from 10 different categories. Each player, though, like the team's format, will be playing on their own. So, let's get started now that I have gotten that out of the way. Sorry if I'm a little bit off, haven't done this show in like a month. So, trying to get back into the rhythm. But yes, question number one will come from the category of the MCU, starting here with Robert Parker, he hits. Brandon Hanna, hits. Smets, hits. Warfather, hits. So, everybody hits in the MCU. Good start there. Question number two comes in the category of DC movies. DC movies. We're going to start with Brandon Hanna. He hits. Kevin Smets. A miss from Smets. The Warfather hits. And Parker hits. So, that's a big miss because now the Droogs have actually taken the lead. Smets will not be getting the perfect round today. Question number three comes in the category of Star Trek. Star Trek. Starting out with Kevin Smets, and he's able to recover there to Warfather. A miss from Warfather. Robert Parker hits, and Brandon Hanna hits. So now, with Smets hitting and Warfather missing, we are tied back up at five. Parker and Hanna, the only two with perfect rounds. Now, question number four comes from the DCEU, DC Extended Universe. Starting here with, who are we starting with? Warfather. He hits, Parker hits, Hanna hits, and Smets hits. Everybody hits in the DC Extended Universe. 7-7. 7-7. Question number five is from the category of Marvel. Marvel. So now we will start with Robert Parker. He hits. Hanna hits. Smets hits. And Warfather hits. Warfather playing very well. He's only missed one so far. We'll see if he can keep that up heading into round number two. So now, question number six, though. We still got plenty of round one left. Question number six comes from Star Wars. Star Wars. And we will be starting with Brandon Hanna. He's going to Hit. Smets. Hits. A miss from Warfather there, and a hit from Parker. So the dungeon now takes a 1-point lead. Parker and Hannah are still perfect. That's another miss from Warfather, though. That puts them one behind. Question 7 will come from the Wizarding World. Wizarding World. And we will be starting here with Kevin Smets. He hits. Warfather hits. Parker hits. And Hannah hits. So everybody hits in Wizarding World. 13-12. Much tighter game than I was expecting. The Droogs aren't playing that bad. Question number 8 now will come from Middle Earth, though. So we know it's a specialty of Parker and Smets. Gonna start with Warfather, though. And it's a miss. Parker hits, Hannah hits, and Smets hits. So everybody hits but Warfather there. And now the Droogs are starting to fall behind. It's now a 2-point gap, 15-13. Their penultimate question in round number 1 will come from Heroes and Villains. Heroes and Villains, starting with Parker. He hits. Hannah hits. Smets hits. And Warfather hits. So everybody hits in Heroes and Villains. And now, Brandon Hannah and Robert Parker are on the verge of a perfect round. The score is Dungeon 17, Droogs 15. Hannah and Parker, if they're able to hit this question in the category of mixed bag, they will get a perfect round. So, we are going to be starting with Brandon Hannah. And he hits. That's a perfect round for Brandon Hannah. Kevin Smets will hit. Warfather will hit. And Robert Parker hits. So Parker and Hannah each go perfect. Warfather misses 3. Smets misses 1. Which means that the score is 19-17. But now we will have a bonus question here in round 1 for both Hannah and Parker. They will still have to write the answer down. And we will start with Robert Parker. This can be from any category. Parker hits. And Hannah hits, so they both hit the bonus, which makes the score. Dungeon 20, Droogs 18, heading into round number 2. This is a lot tighter of a game than I thought, and this is also like one of the more higher scoring matches we have had. Warfather with a decent showing, a lot better than I think a lot of people expected. But now we head into round number 2. Alright guys, so now round number 2 is upon us, the score, Dungeon 20, and Droogs 18. The Dungeon will have the option to go first or defer to the Droogs, and they will be letting the Droogs go first. So now, the Burning Droogs will get to spin the wheel. Whatever they land on, they will get 5 questions in, each worth 2 points. They can drop to multiple choice if they would like, but that makes it worth only 1 point. And to get a question wrong, their opponents can steal for the full value. Here's the Burning Droog spin. They land on scores and soundtracks. Scores and soundtracks. Will the Droogs keep scores and soundtracks or spin away? They're going to be spinning again. So now the Droogs must take whatever they land on. And it is scores and soundtracks once again. So it is a... It is their destiny. Scores and soundtracks will be the Burning Droogs category in round number 2. Remember, if they miss, the dungeon can steal. Here we go. 5 questions for the Droogs and scores and soundtracks. Question number 1 for 2 points. And they hit it so far. Doing better than they maybe assumed they would. Considering they spun away. And we have a tie game. 2020. This year that we are in, that is terrible. Question number 2 now. And they hit it again for 2 points. The Droogs showing up so far in round number 2. Question number 3. And they hit it once again for 2 more points. They have now taken the lead by 4 points now. 24-20. Question number 4 for the Droogs. They hit it again. Can the Droogs pull off a perfect round number 2? That they will. Wow, for a category that they spun away from, the Droogs go perfect 10 for 10. The score now, 28 for the Droogs, 20 for the Dungeon. The dungeon has some catching up to do, but here is their spin. They land on movie release dates, and I think they will be keeping movie release dates. Yes, they will. Here we go for the dungeon. 5 questions in the category movie release dates. Question number 1, they hit for 2 points. Question number 2, they hit for another 2 points. Question 3, another 2 points. Question 4, yep, another 2 points. Question 5, 2 more points. Wow. Fast round 2, each team goes 10 for 10, which makes the score Dungeon 30, Droogs 28. Dungeon 30, Droogs 28. Heading into the final round, this is a much better game than I thought we would be getting. So now we head into the final round. Wow, okay. That was a really fast round too. How the final round will work. Teams will get a 2-pointer, 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. One player will have to take 2, another will have to take 3. Then the teams will get to collaborate on their 5-pointer. Questions go to whoever is currently losing, which in this case is the Burning Droogs. So they will start off with a 2-pointer in the category of Back to the Future. Back to the Future. And Warfather will be taking this one. The Warfather and Back to the Future. He hits for 2 points. We have a tie game, everyone. Tie game. 30-30. Question, the first question for the dungeon is going to come in Who Said It? And this is going to be Kevin Smets taking this question and Who Said It? And he hits it. And the dungeon has taken back their 2-point lead, 32-30. As we bounce back to the Droogs, where Brandon Hanna will be taking the 3-pointer in Vehicles, Weapons, Tech, and Magical Items. Brandon Hanna for 3 points. He hits it, and the Droogs have taken the lead 33-32. So now we go over to the dungeon. Robert Parker will have to take the 3 in. Wow. Middle Earth for Robert Parker. 3 points. And of course he hits it. Now the score. Dungeon 35. Droogs 33. And now for the Droogs it comes down to this. If they hit their 5. They will force the dungeon to hit their 5 to win. They miss their 5. And the dungeon wins the match. Their question will come from the category of. The DCEU. DCEU. For 5 points, Burning Droogs. They will hit it for 5 points. What a match this has been. I mean, Warfather and Brandon Hanna really showed up and have put up a fight against the dungeon. And now, if the dungeon missed this 5-point question, the Burning Droogs will have won the game 38-35. If the dungeon hits their 5, they win the game 40-38. Their 5-pointer is from the category of Star Wars. Star Wars. For Robert Parker and Kevin Smets. And they will. And your winner. Robert Parker and Kevin Smets, the dungeon. The dungeon pulls it out 40-38. 40-38, what a match. Wow, I'm sad to see the Burning Droogs go out here because, I mean, they put up such a great fight against the favorites to win this whole tournament, the Dungeon. I mean, what a match. I mean, wow. I'm kind of shocked at how well that match went for the Droogs. I mean, the Dungeon only missed 1 question the entire game, and that was a Kevin Smets miss in round 1. Other than that, they didn't miss a single question. They played a near-perfect game. But the Burning Droogs didn't miss much either. I mean, they had the Warfather miss 3 in round 1, and that ended up being the difference. So, yeah, but now our final 4 is set. Dungeon versus the Suspects and Corruption versus Swag. Dungeon Suspects, Corruption, Swag in the Final Four. I'll try and get those out relatively soon, but we will see those. Let me know what your guys' picks are. Yeah, those are going to be two great games. Sad to see the Drakes go, because they definitely put up a fight. And we know that the Dungeon, they are beatable. I mean, if the Droogs are able to come this close, who knows what the Usual Suspects can do with Janine and Jen Kemp, both solid IG players. So, we will just have to see, but round one is now complete. Like I said, Dungeon Suspects, Corruption, Swag is your final four. So guys, thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys soon. Hopefully we'll get to finish out this IG tournament. And guys, again, please let me know what you would like to see next up in Fantasy Schmodown. I'll see you guys later. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.